You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and up next is an update from City Hall with City Manager Rory Watt. Hi, Rory.
Hi, Shelley. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks. Are you refreshed after your three-day weekend?
It was very nice. Thank you. I hope you had a good one, too.
I did. Thanks so much. We're all back now, back to business as usual. What is happening on the COVID-19 front in Juneau?
You bet. Nothing is as usual, unless talking about and planning for and responding to COVID is usual, which I suppose it is. I think a lot of people saw that we had a case on Friday, so one more person in Juneau got tested positive. Their symptom onset was about a week earlier, so if you look on the case charts, 517 is when that shows up. But that was a community contact case, which means that the public health nurses don't know how they got it. And, you know, it should be no surprise to people that we have the virus in the community, and you need to be vigilant. So even though we've had a lull in reporting of cases, you know, I think it's obvious to everybody who's tracking that there are people in the community who are asymptomatic with the virus. We just don't know who, and we don't know how many. And that's why we continually harp on all of the hand washing and social distancing and the cloth face covers and all that stuff that, you know, kind of drives you a little bit nuts, but really has been very effective. So we had that case reported on Friday, and I won't be surprised if there are other ones that get reported and diagnosed as a result of that. We don't have the results in yet, but last week we talked about we had an effort to test the unsheltered population, and we got about, I think, close to 80 people who volunteered, and about three quarters of those tests have come back, and they've all been negative, so that's good. We were concerned about that. So those results are going to slowly trickle in. We've been opening city offices, and so as people come in to, get city services, they're going to start to see a new and different city. The library, Diamond Park, will be open on Thursday, I think, is when it opens up, and the downtown Douglas libraries follow over the weekend. And we're hard at work on the budget as well. So the budget continues to be a swirl of uncertainty, although I think the assembly is getting closer. We're going to have a special meeting on Thursday night, and we've got several interesting topics for that. So the first one, we're going to appropriate the CARES funds from the state. So that's good economic news. But we've got an ordinance to discuss the requirement of cloth face coverings on Capital Transit on Thursday night. So right now we have a maximum of 9 people on the buses. And so we're going to have an ordinance that it will require, and I think we'll provide them as we're able as well. So that'll be a new concept where we'll require that and boost the numbers of people slightly on the bus. We're looking at the Ketchikan model. So I think that's important. We've got the child care appropriation on Thursday night. Again, this will be grants to child care providers to try and get people back to work. I think that's pretty important, and we would use CARES Act funding for that. And we will get a draft concept from our Economic Stabilization Task Force on how to support small businesses. And then a large issue towards the end of the meeting is small cruise ships. So there's a cruise line that wants to start operating, and the assembly is going to discuss that, and they've proposed what their protocol might be. All the towns in Southeast are talking about, are we ready for that, and is that appropriate? And then the backdrop, of course, is the governor and whether he's going to extend or change the travel quarantine required by Health Mandate 10, which expires next Tuesday. So a lot going on COVID-19. Those are probably the high points for today. I don't know if I should go into more detail on any of those.
No, I think that's pretty good for now. And the time is kind of ticking away. There was a lot there, and I know there's still a lot to discuss. Maybe quickly you could kind of tell me, as we are in the midst of reopening, basically we are reopened, even if everybody is not reopened yet. What would you ideally like to see Juneau residents continue to do to make sure that there is no more community spread?
I think try hard. I mean, I think people have to try really, really hard. And, you know, I hope they did well over the Memorial Day weekend. You know, groups of people are a big vector. So not hanging out in big groups, maintaining your small, your bubble, your Q team, whatever you want to call it, your social network, keeping that small. Making an effort to wear the cloth face masks. I know people don't like them, but you know, depending on where I go, I see pretty good use of them. And if that can happen even more, and then of course the hand washing. I mean, it's really the basics. It's the social distancing, the groups, and the personal hygiene measures.
Right. This is not the time to slip up or relax any of that stuff.
No. If we want to get back to the way or something like we used to be, then we have to be better. I don't think it's any more complicated than that. And, you know, it has to be better on every individual person's efforts.
Thanks so much for speaking with me today, Rory Watt, City Manager, City and Borough of Juneau. To be continued tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Shelley.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.